Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for today. That, Father, you have given us another day here on this earth. And Father, we have the opportunity to come to praise you, to lift up the name of Jesus here today. So, Father, we want to be able to praise you with everything today. Nothing holding you back. And so, Father, we want to come to you in spirit and in truth. And, Father, we thank you now for a heartfelt, awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. Confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Just as you are to worship, come, just as you are before your God, come. Willingly we choose to surrender our lives, willingly our knees will bow, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Just as you are before your God. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come. Just as you are before your God, come.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise see the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of mine. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinnerless to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctified forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His day is marching on. I have read a fiery gospel writ in burnished rows of steel. As you deal with my contenders, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel. Since God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since God is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea. With a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. While God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. While God is marching on. He is coming like the glory of the morning on the wave. He is wisdom to the mighty, he is honor to the brave. So the world shall be his footstool and the soul of wrong his slave. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Our God is marching on.
You know what I get out of this song? That no matter what happens here on this earth, God has an agenda, and his agenda just continues forward. It doesn't matter what man does. Amen. Whether we line up with his agenda or not, our God is marching on.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now is to God we're confessing, now is on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing if we but trust and obey. There shall be seasons refreshing if we let God have His way. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again, and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion He has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Thank you, Jesus.
thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, I thy true Son. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. High King of heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Thank you, Lord.
For you are my Lord. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. Yes, I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my mind. And I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my Lord.
That means coming to God and not holding anything back.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you. I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Son of God, what a wonder you are. You cleanse my soul from sin, set the Holy Ghost within. Son of God, what a wonder you are. what a comfort you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. You lead us, you guide us, you live right inside us. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Son of God, what a wonder you are. You cleansed my soul from sin, sent the Holy Ghost within. Son of God, what a wonder you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are. You lead us, you guide us, you live right inside us. Holy Ghost, what a comfort you are.
Amen.
You know, he's not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. Who at all points were tempted like as we are, but yet without sin. Therefore, we come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in this time of need. He is concerned about infirmities. He is concerned about our weaknesses. He is concerned. And the Bible says, our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us an exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For the suffering of this day is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Paul said in Romans 5:3, he says, I glory in my infirmities. I glory in my tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience, and experience hope. And hope makes not a shame, because the love of God is shed abroad our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. Hallelujah. We have a lot to be excited about. We have a lot to celebrate, because the Lord our God is in control over any situation in this body of believers. He is in control. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he makes all things work together for good to them that love him, to them that are the called according to his purpose. That's who our God is. And Lord, I thank you and praise you for helping me to pray today. Thank you, Lord, for having it your way. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. You are everything to us, O Lord. You are the God that healeth us. You are the great physician. You are the God that never fails. But also you are the Jehovah Jireh. You are provider. You are the provider for the finances of this church. You are the provider for each and every person here. And we want to say today that we have great riches in Christ Jesus. We have great riches. And God also shall supply in the future. He shall supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. For the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He is our provider. He is our shepherd. Oh, and we shall not want spiritually, we shall not want physically, and we shall not want financially. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we are grateful for what you've done, for what you have provided in this body. Oh, Lord, and we today, out of what you have given us, we want to give gladly to the work of the Lord. We want to give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing this offering that we're about to receive and make it multiply, we pray, in the name of Jesus and used appropriately. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Let it be joy unspeakable today and full of glory. Oh, let our eyes not be on the storm, but let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Oh, let us look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. For our help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. He is a keeper. He is the shade on our right hand. Oh, hallelujah. We praise his holy name. We praise his holy name. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us today mightily. Moving in the music, moving in the preaching of the word. And we ask you, Lord, that you anoint the pastor. You give him freedom to preach and let the word come out with power. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it be joy unspeakable and full of glory in his heart today. And we want to thank you and praise you. Anoint anyone that gives a testimony today. Anoint us as we, O Lord, pray for needs around the world. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Oh, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. Oh, God, that, oh Lord, he is so good. He's so good to us. And we praise his holy name. Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, amen and amen.
Right now, the congregation here is bringing in the tithe and offerings as we take an offering. And I want to thank each one of you that started giving to this ministry as we are worshiping. Thank you for the checks that have come in this last week. And I pray that right now, you will write a check to worship with us as we give to the Lord. Maybe go to PayPal later on. And send you a gift for the ministry. May God bless you as you give to the ministry.
Good morning. I'm going to take some testimonies, if anyone's got a testimony this morning. Okay. Jane?
Well, good morning. I just have a short testimony. My mother had a heart attack, and she's doing well, and God handled it really good. She came out of it just like it never happened. It's amazing. And I just want to praise God for that and for the peace that he has given me to know that whatever happens with my mother, it's all known before it happened. And I just have a peace inside me from God that whether she lives or whether she dies to Christ. And that is just gives me a lot of security.
I had, of course, I have many blessings every week, but I had one that was kind of stood out to me. First of all, I've been having a lot of problems, you know, I'm having this breakdown, that breakdown. I've been having a lot of things breaking down. And I pulled in to get some sand for one job and was pulling through the scales. You know, you have to get your truck weighed. And the guy loads me right on the scale. So I got loaded, and then I pulled forward, and pow, there goes one tire. And so with, you know, 10,000 pounds on the trailer, you're not going too far with only one tire. So I had to pull off, dump the load, and then the lady was nice enough to tell me to go down to the shop and the guys would help me change the tire. So got that done. But that was, you know, $200 bill, just like that. That's always nice. But that's kind of how it's been going. I begin hit like that, little jabs. And I had a friend of mine call me this week, and the guy, he owes, well, I've done some work on his place, and he's doing some work for me and stuff like that. And so I thought, well, when he called, he just says, are you going to be at your shop? I said, yeah, I'm going to be here. And he says, well, I'm going to come by and talk to you. So I thought, okay, you know, he probably wants to talk about his house or whatever. And so then he came by, and I had a barrage of phone calls, but, you know, I just had to let him go to voicemail. Sometimes you just got to do that. But he told me he wanted to talk to me about his marriage and was disintegrating. And so we spent a good probably hour and a half talking about that, and things worked out, you know, pretty well as far as it's still in the process. But the guy, he did tell me, I said, well, why did you come and talk to me? You know, because we're not that good of friends. And he just said, well, I know I couldn't talk to this guy and I couldn't talk to that guy, you know. So I was blessed by that. And he caught me, well, you know, my Bible's sitting right there on the couch. And he knows that that's what I believe in. So in the midst of all the devil's pot shots, I was able to be a blessing to that guy. And so I felt good about that. Okay. Any more testimonies out there? Shireen.
Good morning.
I'm right along with Thomas. The enemy's always trying to take us out, but, you know, we just stand right in there. It's like Ina says, I'm standing right in there. The devil's not going to get me. Anyways, one of my things is, first I'd like to thank everybody who prayed for me for last Sunday, especially Lois's prayer. He did answer me big time, and I got my answers as I was going to where I was supposed to be going, and I thought that was the right thing, so I'd been praying about it. Closer I got to where I was going, I started feeling this big, dark, foreboding feeling. And I know what that means. That means don't go. So I didn't go. But I did pull over into a place where it was kind of serene looking. And I just kind of asked God, okay, is this really what you're saying to me, not to do this? And I got a real peace about it. But I decided I was going to go and drive a little closer. And as I got there, it got darker and more foreboding. So that was my total answer. You know, I'm kind of hard-headed. I got to make sure. So as I went on, God spoke to me more and more in the events that happened while I was out that way. And when I got back home, I felt a real peace about not having done what I thought was the right thing to do. And I want to say that it's so important to be in tune with God, because otherwise you just continue to make more and more mistakes, as I have all my life. And I want to praise God for placing me in this church in contact with Pastor and Ina, because if it hadn't been for that, I would still be stuck where I was and never have hardly ever grown much more than where I was. And because of having a deliverance and getting rid of all that stuff and being able to grow, especially the arrested development spirit, that was really a huge big hindrance in my life. Could never really go much further. I could learn and in my head, but I couldn't go anywhere spiritually more than that. And so, because I'd had years and years and years in the church, and I just felt like I was always at this plateau. I couldn't get over it. And when I got delivered from that arrested development spirit, I started to grow and be able to get over that barrier. And I just praise God for that. And also the fact that He placed me in this church, because I've been in a lot of churches, and not many of them do you get to have any personal contact with the pastor and his wife. So here it's rare not to be able to get a hold of Ina or a pastor, and that means a lot in with their prayers and the prayer chain and the involvement that we have here, and all the people who are willing to take time out of their life to pray for you. I mean, it's big. It's just, I can't even express it. I mean, people call from other states and other countries, and they get a hold of pastor and they're able to speak to him. I mean, I just praise God for that. And also this weekend, or last couple of days, I've been moving my daughter. You know, we've been having a real problem in our country where people are losing their houses and stuff. And where she was renting, the people had owned this house and had paid for it. And then they decided in the time when their house had escalated in price that they were going to take a refinance and buy themselves a bigger house. And then everything fell apart. And not only did they lose this place where my daughter is, they lost their own new house, plus their jobs. And so that meant that it went up for auction where my daughter is. And then the bank took it back. And so she's kind of homeless. So it was too quick. She wasn't able to find another place fast enough. So we had to move her out. And it's really hard for her. She knows God. She's saved. My granddaughter's saved. But, you know, when you're in the midst of crisis, sometimes it's hard by yourself to stay focused because you're in the midst of it. And all you can feel is the enemy attacking and attacking. And he makes you feel hopeless. So we were able to, between her and me, we were able to keep each other uplifted during those times, because she was uplifting me and I was uplifting her in different, you know, moments. And so it was pretty big. And I got prayer from Pastor and Carol and you know, everybody for her. And I appreciate if you help pray that Lord would open up a place quickly, because she's in a motel now that she cannot afford for very long. And my granddaughter is a special needs child, and so there's many variables in where they rent. They can't just rent anywhere. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate all your prayers, and I thank you for it in Jesus.
Okay. I had a meeting with a contractor couple, I'd say about 3 weeks ago. And this guy we used to do some work for, but somehow we don't work for him anymore. But some business dealings, I guess, he didn't like. But I was in his neck of the woods, so I thought I'd stop in and see him. So I stopped in to say hello and talk to him. And, you know, sometimes you can get in there or sometimes you can't. And he was pretty much wide open, so he said, come on in, you know. And we talked, and we just basically talked about all kinds of things. And I knew that he went to this church in the area. And I talked to him about the Bible a little bit. And pretty much he told me this. He, at this time in his life, believes the Bible is more fables. Fables and allegories, and, you know, that's kind of how his perception was on it. And this guy is very wealthy, and he was also getting involved in a government-funded drug rehab building that he was going to do, and he was really behind that program too. But it kind of struck me, because I really didn't think he was there, you know, but that he believed that the Bible was all fables, you know. But I see that more and more and more as the days go by. People, that's what they think. But not me. I'm not going down that road. I believe it is truth, and the only truth out there that's solid. So, okay, any more testimonies this morning? Okay, Pastor John.
Praise the Lord, and good morning. You know, here's the good news. There's no crisis in heaven. God is not on vacation, and he knows everything, and he got things under control. That's the good news. I was sitting here thinking, if you can imagine this, we go back to Moses, and they had just got up out of Egypt, got into the close to the promised land, and God told them, take the land. The 10 spies came back and said, you can't do it. 2 spies said, yes. And then God gave them a judgment. He said, okay, since you didn't go, you will spend 40 years in the wilderness. Everyone 20 and up will die in the wilderness. Those below 20 will make it into the promised land. Now, Joshua was one of these that was going to make it to the promised land. But I want you to think about this. How do you think that Joshua and those other people that were going to make to the promised land, they had to walk for 40 years in the wilderness, marching around here, marching back, coming back over again, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, more sand, more of this, more of that. What do you think how they felt? I'm sure they were discouraged. And you know, the devil liked to keep us in the wilderness. But we're going to be praising God because he can't. Let me make an announcement here to you now. Next week, we're going to have communion. So deacons, please remember communion next Sunday. And on October 24th, we're going to have water baptism. If you have been saved but not baptized in water, this is the time to line up before the winter comes. And we will take care of that on the 24th after the church service here. Now, can you stand some good news? Well, we will have some good news. You know, I've been coming up here for about 2-3 weeks and asking people to, as we have taken an offering here, if they would, you know, give an offering in their home and so on. And here is a letter from Nebraska. Came in Saturday. And I'll read it to you. Pastor John, I happened across your ministry while researching Fritz Springmeier, the Illuminati, the New World Order, etc. Needless to say, I was shocked at what was going on behind the scenes in this world. However, I believe the Bible is truth, and I've been led by the Holy Spirit into many truths recently. I have discussed this with many friends and find that many people are skeptical as to any conspiracy and chose to close their eyes. Anyway, I am thankful for finding a ministry and hearing the truth as it is. I have been disappointing many churches in the past because I felt that they were sugarcoating their messages. As you say, seeker-friendly churches seem to rule the day. I love your preaching and pray that you will continue to preach truth and reach a lost and dying world. Also, I purchased King James Version for my children and my wife, and I'm encouraging them to read the Word every day. I'm encouraging others to do so as well. And this is from Jay in Nebraska, and he sent in a check to the ministry. Now, this is what we have been praying for, that God will move upon people. They get excited. They are ministered to. They're getting turned on to the Holy Ghost, and they are being part of this ministry. And then I found a note. I don't know where it came from. It was in my inbox. It says, your ministry is very encouraging and appropriate for the times in which we live. I know that you are true followers of Jesus Christ. Keep up the good word. And this is from Shelley, and I have note the foggest of the where she lives. But we thank Shelley for writing that to us. Now we got some things here to pray for. And, let's start with the oil first. And some people says, now why do you keep hammering on the oil? Well, I want you to know this. Food depends upon oil. The farmers, transportation, everything else. In the third world countries now, when oil is as high, it means less food, more people are simply starving. We're not praying for the prices to come down just for our driving purposes. But this is survival for many people. The price of oil rose slightly last week and ended up at $82.66 per barrel, an increase of $1.08. There's only one thing to do, and that is to continue to pray that God will destroy the speculation and drive down the price of oil. Increased oil prices means higher food prices, and more people in third world nations will now be able to purchase the food they need to survive. Now, I know that there is manipulation, but also know that God is a God that can simply confound manipulation and speculation. So we're going to come against that. We need to pray that the flow of money continues to our ministry. We need to maintain a steady flow, and the first week of October was very good. But it must continue for the rest of the month in order for us to pay all our bills. So the first week was absolutely fantastic. Let us pray that this will continue. And then we have no problems. Now let's talk about sickness. If you have a number of people here that have been in sick bay and are in sick bay. Last week, actually it was Friday, I got a call from Charles. He taken his son, David Terrell, to the doctor for a sore throat. And as they examined him, they found out his blood sugar was very high. So they sent him on to another place and eventually ended up in a hospital. And his blood sugar was extremely high. He was diagnosed eventually with diabetes, stage 1, I think they call it. And the doctors informed the parents that his pancreas was not producing any insulin. As a result, he was given insulin shots. And I understand that he's been having some very high sugar content this week, particularly yesterday, and that they have difficulty controlling it. Let us pray that God will intervene in the life of David, as he did in the life of Casper, the young 2-year-old boy with cancer, if you remember that. That God healed despite the parents were not saved and the father was heavy into the occult. Let us pray today for a creative miracle and that the mercy of God will be poured out on little David. God is not a respecter of person. What he does for one, he will do for another. So let's simply believe God that the pancreas David was given from the Lord would start working properly. Now, I want to say this to you, those of you that are outside the ministry. Charles and his wife, Katerina, are feeding their children very well. They don't give them junk food, soda pop, or sodas, whatever you want to call it in these days. And he's had a very nice diet. This has nothing to do with food. This is an attack. So we're going to pray for that. Now we got the sick list. And we need to pray for Joanne Christo. She's having a bladder problem that we need to take care of. We got Michael Blair here today. I don't know what the doctor told you. But we're going to continue to pray for you, for your healing. Bob and Diane Cadel are still home. And they have been very sick. My wife and Joanne went there last week, cooked them a meal, prayed with them, encouraged them. But they have gone down, the immune system very low. And they've been coughing and having all kind of difficulties. So we want to lift them up. I also found out today that we have Teresa DiCarlo is also sick. If you want to lift her up. And then my wife, we need to continue to pray for her. The eye infection, that is going to be rolled back. Let me say this before we start our prayer. Now I know that most of us are well. And praise God for that. And for many years, our family was doing very well. And you pray for other people, you try to have compassion. But I remember when in my own family, my dad took very ill. And eventually, he died. You know, it is one thing to say, okay, we're going to pray for sister so-and-so. You know, that's there beyond yonder. But he doesn't touch me because I'm not that close. And when you have your own family, your parents, maybe your spouse, and you have to go to a hospital, you see them suffering, you see surgery and so on, and you know that death is coming, that is hitting your heart and you really want to pray. I want to encourage us today as we pray. I mean, this is okay, you know, let's just have a little prayer time, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's think about, this could be your dad, your mom, this could be your sister, this could be your child. Let's put something in it. Let's really pray and have compassion. So those of you that like to pray with us, come on up here right now as we're going to go and seek the Lord. Here's how we're going to do this here. We're going to pray for David specifically. But let's start out with Joanne Christo. So you come on up. Can we get some oil up here? I'm going to pray for you since we got you here. You stand right there. We're going to come a little bit closer. Okay. So let's pray for her right now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and break all curses spoken against this woman. I break all curses coming from Freemasons, from people in the occult, people in the West Sacramento neighborhood, whatever they are. We just break those curses right now. They should fall to the ground in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of infirmity right now, every spirit of infirmity, loose this woman right now. Loose her bladder in the name of Jesus. Loose her bladder in Jesus' name. And I command that spirit to be taken to prison right now by God's holy angels. And I speak to the bladder right now. I speak to the brain in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed and function properly. No more of this messing around. And we thank you for touching Joanne right now with your Holy Ghost power, in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Michael, I want to pray for you. Come on up. I'm sick and tired of the devil, aren't you? Okay. That's the anointing with oil. Let's have you stand over this way a little bit, okay? Now, what did the doctor tell you?
Refer me to another doctor.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's pray for her right now. Heavenly Father, I met this man about 18 years ago, Lord. And Father God, you healed him at that time. And Father God, as I hold his hands, I pray, Father God, that the Holy Ghost will represent my hands as the hands of the Father God. That, Lord, you have raise this man up to preach the word, to pray, to minister, to teach, and to write. And we thank you right now for healing him, Lord. For the top of his head to the sole of his feet right now. Let healing come there, Father God. And I thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Ghost power coming down upon him right now, from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. And that every cell that is broken will be replaced and healed. And most of all, Father God, we drive out every spirit of despair, every spirit of fear, every spirit of concern and grief and sorrow. In Jesus' name, loose him right now. And I command him to be bound, chained, and taken to prison by God's holy angels. And I thank you, Father God, for giving him right now the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord, Father, that he would know that he's loved and that you are not going to drop him, Lord. But he's going to do a great work. He's going to see his children grow up, Lord. They're not going to lose their dad. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Yes.
Let the Lord keep his mind upon you.
Yes.
And you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, for he trusted in thee. And we thank you, Father, let him not look at the infirmity. Let him not look at the storm. But let him look unto Jesus, yes, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yes, Lord.
Let him look unto the hills from whence cometh his help. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let him more than ever lean on you.
Yes.
Depend upon you, trust in you, that you are going to bring it to pass. You are the reward of them that diligently seek him.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for restoration, Lord, complete restoration in the name of Jesus. And we break any curses.
Yes.
We did it before, we're going to do it again. any curses coming from Freemasons yes. or anyone other organization coming against him, we break them right now in the name of Jesus. We render all those curses useless and harmless. And we thank you and praise you. And we break any curses spoken knowingly or unknowingly. We break them again yes. in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for victory. We thank you for healing him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we trust in you. What you started, you are going to finish it. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Okay. I want to lay hands on you and that you will represent your son David. So let's put some oil on him. Thank you, Lord. Our Heavenly Father, as we are laying hands on Charles today, Lord, we have been standing as the proxy for David. And Lord, we thank you right now that that little boy, David, Lord, he hasn't had a time to do a whole lot of things, Father God, to deserve that his pancreas would stop, Lord. And we're going to ask you today, if you healed Casper, Father God, and we did not even know, could not even touch and see, that right now you will heal David's pancreas. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I destroy all curses spoken against this boy. I destroy whatever the devil has planned right now. And I command at that hospital right now where that little boy is, for your holy angels to move in and remove the demons and just smash the demons yes, yes. and rip them out of his body right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, touch that pancreas. Yes. And Father God, do a restoration job. That it will be healed. And the doctor will be surprised that the blood sugar level is suddenly just going down to normal. And they will find out that his pancreas is working just fine. We thank you for that now. And we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord God, for touching David right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God that healeth us. You are the great physician, and you love the little children of the world. Oh, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for reaching out and touching him right now. We break any trauma in that boy's life right now. We break it in the name of Jesus and render it useless. We thank you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, for moving in such a mighty way, O Lord, and make that pancreas to function the way you intended it to be in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We break the power of that infirmity in the name of Jesus and command the spirit to go from him in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that we trust in you, Lord, that you will touch him in such a mighty way, in such a mighty way, we pray in the name of Jesus and bring healing into his body. We pray, Father, right now for Charles. We pray, we encourage him. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, Lord, that you give him the comfort and the strength that he needs. We command any spirit of grief and sorrow to loose him right now in the name of Jesus. I command you to be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. We command any stress and anxiety to go from him.
Yes.
And let him trust in you, O Lord. What you promised, you are also able to perform. And you are performing it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Katerina that you give a peace in her heart. Give a joy unspeakable and realize that the Lord is there. And why should she fear when the Lord is on her side? And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this family, Lord.
Amen.
A mighty victory. Thank you that you lead them and guide them the way they should go. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we can rely upon you and trust in you. Oh, Lord, that we're going to hear a praise report
today. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, we want to lift up the financial situation here at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. And not only here, Lord, but there are many other churches out there that are in the same boat, that they preach the true word, and they're also under attack. And Father, we know that the world government program is increasing. The Antichrist system is increasing. And Father, we ask for you to preserve your church in this time. And Lord, we're not expecting supernatural dollars to fall in the offering plate, Lord, or just to appear there. But we know that you use people to finance the work of God, and you use obedience. And so, Father, we thank you for raising up some people that will be diligent to do what you've instructed them to do, and that is to be a tither, to give offerings, and to basically plant into your vineyard, Lord. So we thank you for raising up people in the body of Christ to do what you've called them to do, and to and that your ministry will grow, Lord. And we just thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for sending in people to the local church here, and then also people to come in contact with us through the internet and become members of this body and supporting the work of God, Lord. And we believe that we are on the right track as far as preaching the truth, Lord. And if we are in error in any way, you will show it to us, that we can line up with your word. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we just come to you right now, Father, asking you to help us in everything that we do, everything that we pray. Lord God, we have a crisis in America. We have a crisis throughout the world. And oil prices don't need to be as high as they are. And Lord God, we know that you are in charge, and you have the ability to manipulate the people to drive these prices down. And Lord God, we come against all evil and demonic forces in the oil industry throughout the world. We come against them right now in the name of Jesus. We cast their demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus, to where they cannot manipulate these prices anymore. And Lord God, I know that you're fed up with it. I'm fed up with it. And Lord, we need to have action taken. And this, and when the oil prices and the gas prices come down, the food prices will also come down. And Lord, we need your holy hands spread out over across this nation, that you will take charge of this program. And I pray, God, that you help us as individuals here on earth to pray daily over this situation. I also come against the gays and lesbians in this country, Lord God, and that their will not be pushed upon us in America. And Lord God, I pray against the gay and lesbian movement in this country. Lord, that you will destroy their strongholds, cast their demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus, and expose them for what they really are, sin in this country, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray that you will move in a mighty way and strengthen each and every one of us as individuals in this country to take a stand against the sin that is going across America. And Lord God, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Charles, will you pray for the patients?
Father, we lift up also Bob and Dan that I know that sometimes when you get up in age a little bit and you get hit with something, your older body doesn't behave like it's supposed to or how it remembers how it could bounce back. So, Father God, regardless of whether they're using antibiotics or natural remedies, that, Father, they need a supernatural touch also.
Amen.
So, we know that they can sit there and try in the natural to do things, but Father, we know that in the supernatural, that far more can be accomplished.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So, Father, we just thank you now for their complete and immediate healing.
Yes.
That they, as they're watching this right now, that they will feel that resurrection power simply surge from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And that they will stand up and begin to praise you. And just be able to claim the victory that they have, that we have in Christ, which is healing. That we don't have to be sick. You don't have to take it. So, Father, we just thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you and praise you. We prayed last week for Sister Ina's eye. And we thank you again that you supernaturally are going to show her what it's all about. You're going to heal it instantly. And she's going to be very, very happy. Everybody's going to be happy. Everybody's going to rejoice, just as we prayed last week.
Amen.
And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that the timing is coming short. Let it not linger. We ask you to cut that timing short to show her and heal her in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father God. We love your supernatural ways. We give you the honor and give you the glory for all things. You know what you're doing. We don't. But your timing is perfect for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for hearing these prayers today. We thank you that you always hear us, Lord, that you're always there, that you're always everywhere you need to be. Father, we lift up Teresa DiCarlo, and Lord, she's your faithful servant, and she loves you, and she trying to walk the best of her ability in your word and in your truth. Father, we ask you to touch her now and to lift her up in her health, to take away whatever is wrong and strengthen her immune system right now, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, we speak total healing to her right now, that she will be strengthened, raised up, and she will start praising you because she will know that you have touched her, Lord God. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the prayers that have been spoken here today. We thank you, Lord, that they are on the altar in heaven. The smoke is going up, Father God, and in due time, each prayer will be answered. We thank you, Father God, we can have faith in you, Lord, and circumstances mean nothing.
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father means everything. We bless you, we praise you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. We have the outlines handed out.